forward, and we'll go back over to this page, and we'll hit the refresh button.
Seem to get at
refreshes. I wait for that to go, and I press this guy.
60. 59.
Up oh, there's that guy counting the end.
He's so good.
This I taught him everything he knows.
Show.
50.
His diction.
You're listening to the countdown. To the Slade and Mason Show. 45. 44,
I gotta tell you a story.
Before or after all this?
39.
Oh no, during this.
Countdown. 35. Oh
yeah. I gotta be careful when I tell a story too. Oh, hey, can they hear all this too?
They can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
22.
Because he's very soft right now. Very
yes, sir. Stand by. Okay, let me put my bikini on so we can get ready.
No! 12.
Yes. 11. Yes. And I got this nice bright orange Speedo. It looks like a Band-Aid.
I'm
scared.
2, 1.
There it is.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios
deep in the heart of Virginia,
it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Easy for you to say.
All right.
Good morning, Mr. Slade.
Good morning, Mr. Mason. And first off, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you. Did you know that today is Father's Day?
Yes, I did.
Is that? Oh, that's why you said Happy Father's Day.
Yes, that would be why I would have extended that salutation.
Oh, okay.
Do the disclaimer.
Wait, more beer, please. All right, the Slade and Mason Show is all about you and us. It's like a radio program. It's just like a radio program. We share with you news stories and things we see throughout a week. Sometimes we do news stories, and sometimes we're just winging it. It's basically our take on it.
Fake it till you make it.
That's right. We're basically just saying the things you're thinking in your horrible little mind, but you would never hear on the radio. We're just trying to have fun. Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy. And as always, all the music is brought to you by Dano Music. Dano Music, because I can't put together stuff like this. He's pretty talented. And don't forget to check out that Instagram page from 2016 at Instagram.
And explain that we're too damn cheap to pay for music.
That's right. And of course, yeah. So let's see. Don't forget to tell your friends, cops, people you see on the street. And
you really want to fix them, tell your enemies.
There you go. I listen to Slade Mason. Oh, don't hit me again. As always, don't forget to share on your favorite social media group because, you know, that's how people learn about us. So, as always, we're brought to you by Icy Something, Icy Treats. We'll talk about that at the break. Mr. Slade.
Yes.
I feel like we have to allocate some 45 to 55 minutes of this program for you apparently to share your morning rant. Is that correct?
Well, I'm going to try and keep it under 45 minutes, I promise you.
Love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, particularly ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Today happens to be Father's Day.
Yes.
Now, let me explain a few things to you. I have railed for years because there is a very, very slight difference in the way we celebrate our parents' holidays. In May is Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day with flowers.
Flowers.
Dinner.
Dinner.
Breakfast in bed.
Oh, of course.
Maybe being taken out and shown to town. Mm-hmm. Father's Day. Tie and drawers.
Socks. Love socks. Yeah.
Now, let me just lay out the case for fathers here.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the website Ashley Madison?
I've heard of it. I know it exists on the planet, but I don't know what it's all about.
Ashley Madison is the dating site for married people.
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
Talk about, yeah, there's a dichotomy there somewhere. But anyway, they reveal that 15% of moms are not even sure who the father is for at least one of their children.
Yikes.
Now, all right, so we move on and pull out some more ugly statistics. 8% of women say that their husband is unaware that he's not the biological father of at least one of their children.
Oops.
I mean, all right, wait a minute. And 6% of these women receive secret financial support from the person who secretly fathered their child.
Oops.
Now, I bring this up because, Dan, you and I are both proud fathers. It's like, you know, we stepped up to the pump. You know, we stuck it, we took it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing of it is that, I mean, I have no question of who my children are. My children have no question of who their father is.
Mm-hmm.
And the same, I am certain, stands for you with your 14 children. I mean, it's like they none of them have any doubt that who is their father.
Correct.
So, you know, my problem is that first off, fathers get a bad shake. You know, NBC spent a lot of money to find out that 54% of dads now change diapers compared to 37% of their own fathers.
Mm-hmm. I did.
I changed. I learned diaper changing quickly. 30% of the dads do the grocery shopping for their family.
Mm-hmm. I did.
26% of dads say preparing meals is their job. And I know that's your job, Mr. Yep. Mason.
Yep.
75% of dads say that being a dad is their most important job.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get women to say that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 51% of dads would quit their jobs and stay home with the kids if they could afford it.
Yep.
73% of dads say that a real man knows how to express emotional support to his children.
Once shut up.
Again, amen.
Tell them, shut up. Shut up. Go to your room.
45% of dads share childcare tasks equally with their wives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Father's Day is the fourth biggest card-sending holiday of the year. And you know why? Because kids are just so stupid and unoriginal, they can't figure out anything else to do but a card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's done for them.
And underwear.
And underwear. 87 million cards are going to be sent this year. I mean, seriously, 50% of Father's Day cards are bought for fathers, while 15% are purchased for husbands. The top-selling categories are dad from daughter and dad from both.
Mm.
Are you getting the feeling that I'm really feeling raw about this? A survey by Ebates, 37% of dads say a gym membership is the gift that they would least likely to like to receive for Father's Day.
Getting a little punchy there, Dad.
You know, again, I mean, why don't you just say, "Hey, you fat that." All right, wait a minute. I'm not done yet. 27% of dads say a Fitbit is the gift that they would least like to receive for Father's Day. There's a pattern here, ladies and gentlemen. If I did a commercial that was very, very funny years ago, and it said something like, "Don't be the guy who gets your wife a Fry Daddy for Mother's Day and expects her to cook chicken."
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. 72% of dads want to spend Father's Day with their family. The other 28% want to spend it with somebody else's.
Mm. God.
44% of dads want to share a beer with their family on Father's Day. But then mom's usually going, "Now, Harry, you can't do that because you're going to get drunk and then you're going to make a fool of yourself."
Shut up, Bethel.
37% of dads want a home cooked meal for Father's Day instead of having to go out being taken out and have to pay for your old Father's Day dinner. Come on, man.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Hey, let's go celebrate, Dad.
Great.
Do you have your MasterCard?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You better bring your gold card. All right. Now, there was a survey done by Top Cashback, and they asked like 1,800 people to name their favorite dad quality. All right, now, first off, just think about this. When you think about your favorite mom qualities, mm-hmm. just give me a couple of the qualities, Dan.
Dan? Yeah, let's see. So I got to work backwards in time.
Back before she beat the hell out of you.
Yeah.
And you still liked her.
So, let's see, mom would be like, you know, someone you can console with and talk to, you know, always like thinking about, well, this is what you should be, you know, like the other side of the coin.
Moms are also that emotional support, yeah. And they also are the ones who cater to you the most. Mm. Meanwhile, here's these people's favorite dad quality. Dad jokes. Now, I have a segment on my radio show because, I mean, it's like everybody thinks that it's real easy to be funny. Mm-hmm. It is not. And all these people call me, and they call me with some of the worst jokes. And it's like, and I put them on the air just for the fun of it, just to embarrass them. And sometimes I'll even call them out. Here's Joe Blow with, you know.
Hey, all here, right. Pull my finger.
All right, so the other thing, dad style. What the hell is that?
Dad style? What do you mean?
Dad style. What is that? That's what they called it.
So
you don't hear anybody saying mom style.
I know there's something called a dad bod.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting to that. It's
oh,
coming.
Okay.
It's coming. All right. How about this one? Their favorite dad quality. Dad dance moves.
Ugh.
You know... See, and I really hate to call you folks out.
Here we go. But cultural differences.
We were given an extra bone. It's called rhythm. And a lot of you folks don't have any. So again, dad dance moves goes into that category. Oh yeah, and what's the last category? Come on, you've already known it. You've already said it. What? Dad bods.
Oh, dad bods. Yeah, yeah.
You know, do you ever hear anybody talking about mom bods?
Oh, no. not within earshot.
Thank you very much. You see, you're starting to get my point. I mean, you
see,
know.
I'm in a little cul-de-sac here, and we do. We'll hang out with each other, and we'll make fun of each other. You know, hey, you know, you heavier than a, what's with a, are you feeding for three or what's going on in your stomach there? You know, so we'll throw those out back and forth. But if you said that to one of the women,
yeah, it is sort of like, how do you answer the question, honey? Does my ass look fat in these jeans?
I have to leave the room now.
All right, so now let me continue on because this rant is well worth it.
Mm.
A survey by Western Union tells us that 50% of fathers have pretended to like a Father's Day gift that they've received. Now, come on, Dan.
100%.
You've got 14 kids. Come on.
100%.
How many gifts have you gotten that you just...
100%.
Yeah. Thank They're you all very, good. Very... They're all awful. They're all... I mean, it's like there's no time, no thought, none given to poor dad who, I mean, you know, the thing of it is that we are at least half responsible for your existence.
Or a little more. You were talking about doing diapers. I did the very first diapers on all my kids. I mean, I don't know if you remember that it was, and then if it was a nasty one, hey, Dan, can you wake up? John's got a really nasty, the smell is just, can you do it?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I saw it from sandy to green to gray to brown.
But I'll tell you that first one was that was the roughest one, man. That took like 20 minutes to get off.
You know, again, and you know, you got to hold their little ankles up and, you know, again, and,
it all goes down their back.
Now I'm going to tell you the gross story, and it's like, I can get away with this because she's gone. But it's like, okay, so I did that for my babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to do that for my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm kind of hoping that as I get older, that, you know, again, that I don't get to the point where I become debilitated, because I listen, I've seen what I did when I was lively. God only knows what.
Just
all right, listen.
Just more oatmeal and raisins, and it'll just be a lot easier. Hey, you know, I wanted to eat a watch for lunch, but it was too time consuming.
All right, so we already talked about, you know, again, 50% getting gifts that just 33% of fathers expect to receive tools, while 20% expect a tie, and another 20% believe that they'll get cologne. Now, you know, come on. I mean, that's I get so distressed this time of year when I see this. 17% of dads would like to receive a grill or grilling accessories for Father's Day. Mm. You know, you just 52% of people sometimes feel they take their dads for granted. And you know, that is true. 44% of people say dads get slighted on Father's Day because they don't expect as much on moms do on Mother's Day. That's because we know we're not going to get it. Here we go. People spend half as much on gifts for Father's Day as they do on Mother's Day.
That's correct. That I know. That's, yeah, that figure.
You know how many of dads say, children, you know what I'd really like for Father's Day? I'd like a tie. 10% of dads want a tie.
Wrong.
Oh, here's another one. 13% of dads want a world's greatest dad gift for Father's Day. All right, here's the thing. You want to talk about memorabilia? Mm. Listen, you know that 53% of dads can't remember the Father's Day gift they got 2 years ago?
I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
And here's the sad part. 25% of fathers would ban Father's Day ties if they could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, come on.
Well, first off, the last time I wore a tie, somebody died. So
yeah, exactly.
They kill people.
I mean, you know, 56% of dads would trade all the ties in their closet for a new phone. 66% of dads have received a Father's Day gift they've never hardly ever used.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. 19% of dads would ban golf ball gifts.
Mm-hmm.
17% would ban coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm.
14% would ban cologne, mm-hmm. while 11% would ban desk sets for Father's Day.
Dan, you and I are
very, very similar. And because we're weird and we're strange, and mm-hmm. we are off the chain when it comes to the normal people who on this planet, mm-hmm. which is why neither of us is really from here.
Yes.
And a survey by Netflix tells us that we are absolutely right in our way of thinking, because we are part of the 85% of dads that plan to introduce their kids to the cartoons we grew up with watching.
That's right. I'd much rather get a Weird Al Yankovic album than a tie.
I mean, listen, I don't understand anime. Everyone is either a great big-eyed Chinese girl or a mm-hmm. dragon.
Mm-hmm.
75% of dads say watching cartoons makes them feel like a kid again, and that is absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And 76% of dads say cartoons teach life lessons. Not only life lessons, but do you know where I got my first classical music training? Right. Bugs Bunny cartoons.
So that dovetails on a quick video I saw where some guy was like, one was saying, hey, tell us something about yourself that sounds unrealistic. And the guy was like, okay. So, and this is him talking. He says, okay, well, let me tell you. It was kind of interesting because I'm originally from Romania. Okay. And every day my mother would, you know, she's got to go off to work, and she'd sit me down in front of the television set and she put on the cartoons. And these were, you know, Bugs Bunny and, you know, all, it was a Gigantor and all the cartoons, like Cartoon Network. And I'd watch it day after day after day after day. So there I was 8 years old. I was going into like a small prep school for children. And the woman behind the counter says, excuse me, does he know any English? And the mother says, no, he doesn't understand any English at all. And the kid said, wait, what? Is that English? Oh, my gosh. I know English. Oh, my gosh. I've known English for years. Oh, my God. I'm fluent. So, yeah. Cartoons. I mean, very, very important. They teach you stuff.
I'm English. Telling you, but you know, but it isn't just any cartoon, Dan. It's like it is actually the cartoons that you and I grew up with that are the best cartoons for all of that.
Yeah, because if you watch the animes, it's like they hold their mouth still, but they speak 16 paragraphs.
Exactly. Yes.
So,
in conclusion.
Yes.
And this is actually, I think, the longest rant that I have ever done.
It pretty darn close.
In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I get really angry because, like I say, we are looked at as second-class citizens. Mm-hmm. We are looked at as the other guys in the relationship. We are looked at, oh, yeah, the sperm donor.
Yeah, there you go.
But, you know, again, we do, and a lot of us, I know, ladies, there are some of us who are scum of the earth and who run from their responsibilities, but there are some of us who took the responsibility extremely seriously and have hung in there and from cradle to grave, as it were, your cradle, my grave. There it is. You know, again, can't we just do a little bit better for dear old dad? And maybe, you know, it only took, excuse me, it only took 148 years to get Juneteenth as a federal holiday. Maybe in 148 years, Father's Day will finally get the recognition that it deserves. One can only hope, and I can only pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, you know what? The wedding cake
chicken
was
butt.
The wedding cake was so beautiful, even the cake was in tears. Hey, a magician was walking down the street. Then he turned into a store. I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me. I love telling dad jokes. Sometimes he even laughs.
Oh, God. It's like, yeah, I've had a good time playing some of the worst dad jokes in the world, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, they are pretty annoying.
See, again, and nobody does mom jokes. You know, nobody does mom
jokes. Sure they do. Your mother's so fat.
No, yo mama jokes are another story.
Oh, my gosh.
So, all right, how long before we go into break?
Well, we still have another 7 minutes, but I want to talk about something that you kind of touched on. It just blows my mind away. So, the other day, all the boys gone. Helen was off visiting her friends, and so I grabbed the eldest son and I said, "Come on, we're gonna go out for a bite to eat." I didn't know where we were gonna go, so we were driving around, and I said, "All right, we're gonna go to this little local establishment. We're gonna, you know, support the local establishment." And so we did. We went in and we sat, and I had one ale, we had one appetizer, and we had two plates of food that probably I could have whipped up in about 20 minutes. $78.
Oh, man.
I was like, all right.
No. I'm not going anywhere spending $78.
Wow. I was okay. And I'm like,
no, you weren't.
I'm like, you know, I don't mind. And that's the problem. The price has gone up, but my take home hasn't gone up. So, so won't be doing a whole lot of dinnering. And I got, you know, some vacation time coming up pretty soon. Very soon, as a matter of fact. But that was quite the eye opener. Let me tell you something.
I'll bet you. I will bet you it was.
It was.
My God.
We went someplace else. I'm trying to remember. That was like one of our first outages, and because you know it's just that you want to keep the momentum going. You want the places to keep going so that you know 5 years down the road when you was hey, people coming in from out of town, hey, here's a great place to go, right? And then we went to, but it was interesting. And the obverse of that was a standard sit down bar and grill type of place. Now I won't make the mention of the name big, but then we went to, it's a group of six people. We went and it was a local Indian restaurant. And this is what I've talked about in the past called Taj. And we, I think it was like two beers, two custom Shirley Temple style drinks and some water, and then like four dishes and bread. And for six people, that was like, I think, what was the total she paid? I think it was $150. So that's a little more reasonable. But the other thing I'm noticing is because of, you know, things that happened in the past year and a half, service is slow. Very slow. Like painful. Like it should have taken like, you know, 20 minutes to get the meal out, and it was 48 minutes later. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm griping. I'm sorry. But I think there's a lot of opportunity out there, boys and girls. And I think you're all up for the challenge. And I think we could do this. I think we could do this as a nation. We can get up off our haunches. Everybody get back to work. Chibbity, how would you do?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. Like, I got to do this. Come here. Come on. Cut that music off.
Hurry up.
We have, you know, what is the most famous radio television show that you know of?
The Slade and Mason Show.
Television show. Thank you.
Oh, I Love Lucy.
No. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
I gave you the qualifiers. We've lost another giant.
Mm-hmm.
We lost another giant this week. Let me see. Frank Bonner.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Bonner, who actually played Herb Tarlick, who was the sales manager at WKRP in Cincinnati. And I tell you, he must have studied every sales manager I have ever known, because he had that down. Yep. I mean, loud outfits. I mean, you know, the plaids and checks, things like that. And it's like, you know, again, how do you know a salesman is lying? His lips are moving.
Yes. And thought the world of himself.
And so Frank Bonner, from one radio pro to another,
mm-hmm.
you got the wings, brother. Now you can play the music.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to do another one.
We'll return to the Slade and Mason Show after this.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
And oh, he's hitting on the hot girl.
Yeah, Lonnie Anderson. She looks really kind of funny.
Today in history, June 13th, 313.
Wait a minute. Let me hit
the... Hey, man, Freddie, are you drunk?
Must be. Hey, Freddie, the other button. This one. There you go.
Today in history, June 20th, 451. The Battle of Chalinus. Flavius Altius battles Attila the Hun. The battle was inconclusive, and Attila the Hun retreats, causing the Romans to interpret this as a victory. And then it went on to be a really cool video game. 1792. The U.S. Congress adapts the Great Seal of the United States. Not sure if you've seen it, but it's a picture of an eagle holding olive leaves in one hand and arrows in the other. Quite frankly, if he's flying, he's going to crash land if he doesn't put those things down. 1840. Samuel Morse receives the patent for the telegraph. It was okay, but it took like forever to download a picture. 1848. Toast of the Town, later the Ed Sullivan Show, makes its television debut. The program ran for 24 years and had 1,068 episodes, brought on such performers as Elvis Presley, the Beatles, Supremes, Muppets, and all sorts of fun stuff. And like any good show on TV, it was canceled. And finally, 1991, the German Bundestag votes to move the capital from Bonn back to Berlin. Great. Anybody know where I can get 18 million moving boxes? I'm Dan Mason, and that's June 20th.
Just when you thought it was safe to come back, a movie so frightening, you'll need to wear Depends. Featuring Screams by Jamie Lee Curtis.
Thank you.
scare you to death.
This was no shark attack. This was a boat. You've got to clear the beach.
Are you insane? It's Christmas season. No. The beach stays open. You just figure out that little boat problem that you have there.
Timmy, come out of the water. I don't want you in there right now. There might be a boat.
But Mom!
No, but Mom. You come out of that water.
Dang, damn it. Will you all please listen to me? I remember back in 1968, there was once a boat with an oar as long as my arm.
What did he say?
I'm sorry. I meant the oar was as wide as my arm.
Oh, yeah, as wide as your arm. Sure. Yeah.
Explosion scenes directed by Michael Bay.
I think we're going to need a bigger beach.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Presented by Pentagon Pictures and Slate Co-Productions. In part by Dewey Jibman and Howe. The next big thriller, The Boat. This film is not yet rated.
I hear music coming through the kitchen door. I hear Dinah washing china.
Wait a minute. What the heck? Hold on. That's not right.
Okay, so there's a rabbi, a priest, and a...
We are experiencing operating difficulties. Please stand by.
In my headset, Freddie's saying, okay, JD, bam, you got a cover for him. Okay, so here we go.
I don't know what happened. This is just so all the buttons.
This shows that you're human, man.
This is real live happening stuff. Let's see if this works on this page. I've never done it this way. Let's see if it works. Hold on.
Let's see here. Gee, it's like here I was getting ready to start swinging my finger thing. All right, yeah.
Here we go. Oh.
Thank you.
Was a lot of fun. Well, now we gotta go back to these two weirdos. Sorry.
Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
And before you start this segment of the program, I have a personal note. We don't have any express lines to heaven, so please stop sending your greetings to people in heaven. They're not getting them.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Heaven is shut down this week for some repairs. Thank you. That is all. Anyway, that was Woody Herman and his orchestra with Your Father's Mustache from 1945, a jazz hit. Yeah, baby.
When are we going to get nailed on and someone's going to, because it's like, yeah.
Well, I ain't posting these on YouTube. I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
That's right.
I can't figure it out. I'm like, I'm useless. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the Slade Mason Show, this section, this division, this area, this, not the front end, but this part, is brought to you because they've disowned that one. This section is brought to you by Icy Southern Icy Treats, shaved ice and treats and more by my buddy Sheila Keenan. Big, beautiful red truck. She will show up at your place of establishment for your birthday parties, corporate events, fundraisers, and what have you.
And I'm so sorry.
You can give her a call at 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827. You can visit them at www.icaysomethinian.com. That's right, .com, or Instagram or Facebook. And what are they all about? Well, the truck has these two beautiful Italian ice shaver machines. Basically, they're taking crystal clear, purified water and turning it almost like into a soft, fluffy snow. And then they're putting flavorings on top. It's a great, great, great treat for stuff like for today. You can go to their Facebook page and I'll let you know where they are locally. They'll be hanging out. And it's a special treat. It's delicious. I've been there several times. Mmm, yum. Again, my favorite is the pina colada. You can go there with kids.
If you like pina coladas, get caught in the rain.
But they're the virgin type. It's not like you're going to get drunk on them, but they're just absolutely delicious. And so they also have like the sour squirts for kids. Kids like sour drinks and things like that. And you can put some gummy worms on top, and the gummy worms freeze up, and you crunch them,
And of course, if you got your little flask, you can add your own little ingredient in there.
That's right. So she's done that. She's had like little block parties and people fill up their little thing and then they put a little splash of vodka on top there. And yeah, baby, they're all set to go. So give them a call, 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827. That's 804-617-8827. That's 804. That's the area code. And then 617, that's called an exchange. You can tell that I'm very old because I would refer to that as an exchange. And then 8827 is her actual number. Would that be like Deerfield 7887?
Murray Hill 5.
Murray Hill 5, right? Call today. It's 8.
Hey, Dano.
Yeah, 804-617-8827. Give them a call. You'll be glad you did. Yes, sir.
You'll be. Damn it. You were supposed to let me know you were going to do that tag.
Oh, that's so painful.
Oh, hey, Dano.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really want to stir up old bad memories.
Oh, jeez.
So let me just open this up.
All right.
What is the worst thing that someone that you may have dated did that was just utterly stupid?
Oh my gosh.
See, again, you know, they told me when I started doing the interview show, they said, yeah, you asked a tough question. Yes, I do.
Let me Let me.
Yeah, he's got a rack. He's got to go into memory bank.
Let me get that book out. All right, let's see. Page 467. Let's see. No, can't talk about that on public.
And you're gonna enjoy this because I asked this question in such a specific way because I knew that I could get you into trouble, but I decided not to.
I would say, thinking you could take a dirty pot from outside that was full of dirt and rinse it through the sink, through the food waste disposer, complete with half-inch rocks. And it goes. Why did it stop? Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's like that. It's like that.
Now that is pretty stupid. Mm-hmm. But here we go. All right. You and I have both invested in the stupid tax that's put on by the state.
How about walking up a stepladder and you're getting towards the top and then someone says, hey, what does this little clip do?
And then the ladder folds up itself.
And then I have, hey, what's this red stuff coming off my forehead? All right, so there was that. Right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Right, you opened up the book. I got to page 564. Go ahead.
All right. WLKY says a Des Moines, Iowa man found a $100,000 lottery ticket in his wife's car that expired.
Just keep ordering him, honey. Just keep ordering him.
Now, okay. All right. Bradley Hanawalt tried to claim the prize earlier this year, but learned that the ticket expired 2 months earlier.
See, you got to clean the car more frequently.
He says, my gut dropped. A chance to have $100,000 was awesome. It doesn't hurt because I didn't have that money. I have six daughters. It would have helped with bills and everything else.
Oh, my
God. You know, see, I mean, I guess... Look, if I play, say, Mega Millions, yeah, it's like if Mega Millions drawing is on Saturday, by Monday, I've already checked the ticket. Mm-hmm. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't understand these people who, you know, just put the ticket up and it's like in like this guy, 2 months, $100,000. It's worth nothing.
So I try to relay to my children the odds of winning the lottery are unbelievable. Like, If you take a cup of sand, fill it to the brim with one cup of sand, okay? One of those sand granules is going to be the winning lottery ticket. Now, what I want you to do is I'm going to throw them all up in the air. I want you to reach out and grab the one of those, grab that one. What are the chances of that happening? Let's do this over and over again. Give me $2 each time you do that.
And they tell you that the chances of winning are 1 in 147 million. I mean, you know, you have a better chance
of being
struck by lightning and hit by a car in the same day.
No, I think is it that number or is it higher? Let's see.
It's now higher because they added new more numbers to it.
Mega Millions. I have an old dead one here on the floor. Let's see. It's all
$47 million. Yep.
Man, it's all microscopic. Hold on. Let me see. Jiminy crickets. It's like 0.8 font. Chances 600. The ticket valid is. Oh, this is the validation.
No, like I say, you'd have to go to the Virginia Lottery page, VALottery.com, and get the stats.
Yeah.
And if you're doing that, while you're doing that, guess what? We have been spared once again of having another stupid lawyer join the fold.
How do you figure?
Because Kim Kardashian failed her baby bar exam for the second time.
Aww.
you know, again, after she and Kanye split up, it's like she decided she was going to become a lawyer. And so, you know, you have to go through, of course, you go through law school and then you take your baby bar, which gets you ready for the real bar exam. But if you can't pass the baby bar, you don't get to the real bar exam. And so for the second time, Kim Kardashian has proved that she's a no talented idiot.
Hmm.
Ooh, wasn't that kind of harsh? I'm sorry. All right. So while we're talking about dumb women, that's like, and I didn't say anybody in particular, Victoria's Secret, they're getting rid of the angels.
What does that mean?
Okay. You know, it's like Victoria's Secret, they're getting rid of the angels. That's they have a, you know, women who put on these wings and they parade around in Victoria's Secret stuff. And that's called their angels. They're getting rid of them because they're no longer culturally relevant. The company says that they're going to partner with activists to create a new image that's inspirational for women.
Is it Rosie the Riveter?
Yeah, no lie. Let's see. Priyanka Chopra Jonas and pro soccer player Megan Rapinoe will be among those crafting Victoria's Secret new image. Former Victoria's Secret angels include Gisele Bundchen, you know, that's Tom Brady's old lady, Tyra Banks, and Heidi Klum, a Seal's ex-old lady. And nobody is, you know, nobody has ever asked how come Heidi Klum and Seal are not together anymore.
Mm. So
you know why it is, don't you?
No.
Look at his face. It's all a train wreck, man.
All right. So here's,
and like I say, so it was all cool when he was having hits like the song by a Rose. But then once he fell off the charts, Heidi Klum said, you know, dude, you really are ugly.
All right.
I'm going to go and take my talents to television, get my own show.
All right. Here's what I found out. There are a billion grains of sand in a 1 foot by 1 foot
beach,
right? Now, that means 1/4 of that. So actually, no. So you'd actually have to do a quart of sand. There we go. Now I'll throw a quart of sand, not a cup. I will throw a whole quart of sand up in the air. You run out. Go grab the winning ticket. Go grab it. Grab it. Wait, give me $2 first.
I mean, you know.
Yeah,
that's
those like are your ads.
It's just all it is. It's nice to be able to dream, you know, again, but you got to keep it in perspective because you're right. You got a better chance. Like I say, yeah, go ahead and grab that one grain of sand out of that whole gallon bucket you just threw.
Yeah. Good luck.
And you got one shot at it.
Yeah.
You only get one shot.
No. So, come back next week and give me another $2.
Oh, yeah. I also do like the way the Virginia Lottery has found a way to pick you some more. They came up with this thing called
Bet or something.
Well, it's like you get to pay an extra dollar and it's like and you get a wild card number.
Mm.
You know, again, but like I say, they determine the wild card number.
Yeah. And
the first time I played it, I won $200.
Yeah.
How much have I won since?
Zero.
There you go.
So I would do, I guess, about 20 some odd years ago. Just for fun, I would do scratch and lose, you know? So, and I got like, you know, $10, $12. Nowadays, nothing. Get nothing.
No.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, first off, you can't, you don't play the $1, $5, $10 games. Just don't. Because if you're trying to win big, you have to play big.
And yes, but then you have to be willing to lose big.
Yes, you also have to be willing to lose big. I mean, that's what gambling is all about. You know, again, it's called gambling. It's not called sure thing.
Yep. And remember, the house always wins.
The house always wins. Mm. And if you do happen to come up with a winning ticket that you do win, run. Do not walk. Run away.
And get your...
I'm telling you, as a gambler... That is the way to do it.
Get your name changed immediately.
Yeah. Hey, you know, again, like I say, I know all my relatives.
Disown them.
You know, I know all my relatives. No, I got a very small family, man. Mm-hmm. I can count them on one hand. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, that's it. Anybody comes up there, I'm your... No, you're not. Oh, don't you remember when we were... No, we didn't.
We used to swim at the beach
Yes, sir.
Don't you remember me?
Yeah.
I'm your long lost,
lost
third
right.
cousin
you
twice
long
removed.
And lost.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hey, you know what it's time for?
Ladies, yes. I do.
Let me get to the page.
I'm ready. Okay. Boy, I have been ready. You know, I got up this morning at 3 o'clock.
I noticed you were ready because you had already posted your Facebook at like 6:30. I'm like, what the heck is, what was he? Oh, he's like, it's a good batch this morning. All right.
So. I woke up at 3 o'clock and it's like the alarm hadn't gone off because I had the alarm set for 5 o'clock. And I thought, oh, I must be meant to get up now. So I got up and I watched a couple of episodes of Family Guy, got myself together, came over to the radio station, and it was like, oh, I don't have to do any news because it's like I've done all the news. Let me get ready for the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we here in the United States of America are the fattest people in the world. And you know why?
Why?
It's because of what we put in our mouths. And the people that we can thank the most are the manufacturers of all this garbage that they're calling food. And I give you examples every week of some of the newest garbage out there. Time magazine says that the ketchup packet shortage is going to be coming to an end because Heinz is ramping up 8 new production lines. This is going to allow them to produce more ketchup packets. The lines will begin next month.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we had a ketchup shortage.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, so, all right, let's see here. You want to really get something good?
Yeah.
NBC says that the Girl Scouts have 15 million boxes of unsold cookies. They say that the large supply is due to the coronavirus shutting down the in-person sales at cookie booths. Girl Scouts sell 200 million boxes of cookies each year and take in $800 million in revenue. The Girl Scouts plan to sell or donate their remaining cookies. They're not donating nothing, man. They're going to get that $5 a box of cookies because I'm going to end up giving it to them. I didn't get my cookies this year, that's why. Hey, Business Insider says that North Korea's food shortage has gotten so bad that a bunch of bananas now cost $45. Let's see. Do I have anything else here?
Wow.
No, but again, all you got to do is go. You want to lose weight? Here's the way to do it. Buy yourself some of those $45 banana bunches. I guarantee you, you'll store those things like they're gold. And that's another reason why we're just so doggone fat.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. Oh my gosh, it's just crazy. North Korea is in a train wreck, but hey, self-induced, you know what I mean? Hey, you know what?
I got two other items because it's like I got them cut off. They got cut off. Totally the Bomb says that chocolate covered pickles are the latest food combo to start trending online. People are dipping whole pickles in chocolate before covering them with sugar. Oh, God.
Yum.
They're dipping pickle chips in chocolate and then covering them with red, white, and blue sprinkles. Yeah. All right. And I knew I wasn't going to get away. I knew I had a story about this because, you know, again, the cicadas don't seem to be coming around like they were expected in this area. WDATN says a Dayton, Ohio pizzeria called the Pizza Bandit is going viral because they're serving a spicy Thai cicada pizza. So there you go. You want to get sick and have diarrhea at the same time? There's the combo for you. Good luck.
All right. So, gross. Now.
We aim to please.
Oh, my gosh. So,
we hope you aim too.
I have to share with you a movie review.
Which movie would this be?
This was a movie that I wasn't expecting to watch, and again, trying to venture out into the world.
Deep Throat.
And I know how it
Johnny Wad.
I know how it ends. This was a movie I watched with the children. Goodness gracious. So we went to the movie theater. We went to go watch the movie Cruella. Now, do you know what that's a Cruella, who Cruella is and what that's in reference to?
The only Cruella that I know of was the really evil woman in 101 Dalmatians, Cruella DeVille.
Yep. And this is kind of like the prequel, but instead of it,
actually,
yep. But instead of it being based in like 1867, it was based in 1970.
Oh my God.
And I thought, what a lousy idea. What a terrible, rotten. And I said, and then I watched the movie and I said, this was really well done. This was really well done. So, I won't be a spoiler.
Is it a cartoon?
It is not a cartoon. It is a live
that
action.
It's like it's, hey, you know, see again, that's why do I want to see that? Cruella de Vil is a cartoon witch. Cruella de Vil was mean to 101 cartoon Dalmatians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see a real Cruella de Vil.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually she's going to die. And you know what her obit's going to say? Blah, 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 actress who played Cruella de Vil dead at 95.
Yeah, but we'll be long dead after.
yeah. And you're going to be long dead before I see that movie. I guarantee you.
It was a very good movie.
Well, that's good.
You should see it.
Yeah, okay, I sure will. Right what? After I see that. Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, I went with the kids. It was interesting because we sat, the four of us. We were sitting in the, you know, you get there's a prime spot to sit in the movie theater. So when you sit down, the screen is flat in front of you. No distortion. The speakers are off to the side.
It's 38 degrees.
It's 38 degrees below zero Celsius. And so
we see people wearing parkas and stuff.
I never figured that one out. Maybe they think it'll make them hungrier. They come to the concession stand. So we went there. And so that was the other interesting thing. When I went, so I had four tickets and they said, okay, what do you want from the concession? And I went, I really hadn't thought about it. In other words, they want to keep it from running like multiple transactions. I get that.
Yeah.
So it was two bags of popcorn.
Four tickets.
Three sodas. Four tickets.
$27.
Let me get my little, hold on. I got my little, hold on. It was $58. So but they were like, hey, but if you get this bag of popcorn, this is a never-ending bag of popcorn, you can come back and fill it up, and the sodas too, care. You can get as many. I'm like,
$58.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, when I was younger, if I spent $58 to take a chick to the movie, boy, we were going to be doing more than watching a movie.
But you got to realize that, I mean, this is, you adjust for times. That's about the right price, but I am not going to the movies every single day, but that was just a special treat. But anyway, so.
But now, wait a minute.
Wait, because so. Hey, go ahead.
You went to the movies and then you guys went to dinner and that was $78. That's $130 right there.
Oh, I'm done for the weekend, by the way. That's it. Dude, done.
No lie. Yeah. Hey, you know, again, yeah. That's half your salary, man.
Yeah, I know. So, but the interesting thing was the four of us sat there. And about 10 minutes before the movie started, a couple came in. And they sat way down towards the front. And about...
Where you can't see.
And then 2 minutes before the actual physical movie started, another couple came in. So the eight of us, for 2 hours, got an exclusive private viewing of the movie Cruella.
So it cost the theater $350 to show that movie for eight people.
Probably, because you got to realize that's all those people. I'm like, I mean, wait a minute. This is it? Eight people? Brand new movie?
I haven't been to the movies in years. Do they still have that 15 minutes of credits from other studios before they start the movie?
Yes. Oh, and then there's a movie coming out called Black Widow, which is a Marvel.
That's one of the Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel things. Yeah.
No.
Well, listen.
So confusing.
If you read the comic books, you know that Black Widow, the only thing she could do is kick. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's no need to even watch Black Widow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just
That's probably the weakest movie that they made.
It was terrible. I saw the previews, and just based upon the previews, I'm like, yeah, I ain't watching this. So
Well, you know, I gotta tell you, I haven't seen any of the Marvels or any of the DC. It's like, you know, again, because they, I told you, I'm a comic book aficionado, and I am spoiled, and you can't go just changing the pith and meses of something because you want to change it to make it modern.
Yeah, you can. Disney did it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm getting a little tired of Disney, too. It's like, you know, I think they had a band direct to Disney movies.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, Jafar needs glasses for part 5. Say goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan. Say goodbye.
Bye, JD.
Bye, JD. Bye, everybody.
Happy Freddy. Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Freddy, get a new board. Jiminy Crickets.
Hi there, hi there. Hello there. You're as awesome as can be. The Slade and Mason Show is filmed before a live audience.
With dead people in it. That way they don't talk back.
That's right, that's right. But they're not passing word along either.
That's what it is.
We're just appealing to dead people.
I see dead people.
And they listen to our show. I didn't talk about this. I didn't talk about that. I didn't talk about that. I didn't talk about that. I didn't talk about that.
Yeah, well, it's because I had this 45-minute rant about Father's Day that just, it came to me in a dream.
You should stop dreaming.
No, I should stop smoking before I start dreaming.